Blog Talk Radio.
Un certo Pasqualino pescatore viveva in assoluta povertà, però sentiva sempre in fondo al cuore qualcosa che diceva un dì verrà. E un bel dì giunse a Sorrento una principessa indiana, sopra un grosso bastimento la bellissima Cari. Pasqualino la guardò e Cari si innamorò ed in India lo portò. Pasqualino Maharaja a cavallo all'elefante, con in testa un gran turbante, per la giungla se ne va. Pasqualino Maharaja non lavora, non fa niente, tra i misteri dell'Oriente fa il nababbo fra gli indù. La 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 la, la la la, 100 casse diamanti grossi grossi, mentre principi e potenti gli si inchinano davanti, lui si fuma il narghilè. Pasqualino Maharaja ha insegnato a far la pizza, tutta l'India ne va pazza, solo pizza vuol mangiar. Pasqualino Maharaja ha imparato a far l'indiano, ma da buon napoletano chiama tutti e fai.
I was starting to feel a little bad. Some people I know in the plains, people I know in the plains were teasing me about maybe I was an Irishman and not really an Italian. So I thought I'd start you off tonight with some Pasqualina. I promise you, I am an Italian. I am an Italian, no question about that. But I'm coming to you tonight from Bowie, Maryland. I'm at home for the Thanksgiving break, and that's kind of nice. And I'm enjoying myself. I'm not used to being here in Bowie. It's a whole different computer setup, so I'm trying to just get comfortable here. But everybody knows what the big news is for today. So if you have something that you want to talk to me about, you can give me a call at 347-945-6713. I'll put you right up here. I got 5 lines open right now. I'm still waiting for my co-host to come online. I'm not even calling him a caller anymore. He calls so often. My buddy from the West Coast in Sacramento. Actually, he's in the Bay Area now, but he used to be a cartoonist for the Sacramento Bee. My old friend from back in the day in good old Buffalo. Anyway, he'll call in sometime tonight. You guys all know him as, I can't even think of the nick he uses right now. I don't know. Something's not right with me tonight. But I got 5 lines open. And if you want to come in on the chat room. Hey, I got a guest. Guest 3043, welcome. I'm glad you're in the house. What we're going to talk about tonight is Afghanistan. Word on the street has it that the President of the United States next week is going to make a big speech. I don't know why I just didn't get it over with tonight. Maybe it was that vegetarian dinner he's having with the Indian Prime Minister. But anyway, the word is that he's going to announce that they're going to send 34,000 troops to Afghanistan to increase the American presence. that hesitation there was so I could drink some Coke. It was not for effect. This is the president that said he was going to end these two wars. This is the president that said, well, when I was a state senator, I was against the war when everybody's for it. Well, now you're the president. It appears you're for it, and half the country's against it. We need to stop fighting in Afghanistan. That's Norm's view. If you've got another view, 347-945-6713. And when you call me, I'd like somebody to tell me, how is Afghanistan in my national self-interest? Somebody tell me. Why should I care as an American? They've never had a central government in Afghanistan. Nobody's ever really conquered them. We claim we're not trying to conquer them. I don't know what you call it when you send 34,000 soldiers to somebody's company or country, but very, very confusing to me. Or anything else you want to talk about, 347-945-6713. I'm coming to you from Bowie, Maryland. What are the other big issues? Oh, well, how about health care? We just can't ever seem to escape health care. Unbelievable. You know, I was watching, what's that show? The Ed Show. You know, Ed asked a really good question. Okay, America, you want to have this war? Who's willing to pay $40 a week? Everybody who paid $40 a week, raise your hands. Let's see if we can get the $20 billion that we need to fight this war. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Billions and billions and billions of dollars. And, you know, that isn't even really the important thing. What about the thousands and thousands of lives that have already been lost? Not to count the tens of thousands of young men who don't have all their parts. Why are we doing this? I am so baffled by this. It looks like I might have some activity in the chat room. Hey, guest 3192, glad to have you aboard. 3270, glad to have you aboard. If you don't want to call in, why don't you just write something in the chat room and I'll relay it to the audience. Should we leave Afghanistan? Should more, by the way, four soldiers died just the other night. More roadside bombs. They just keep killing and maiming the healthiest young men we have to offer. Unreal. I voted for a president who said he was going to stop all this. And he just keeps making it worse. He keeps making it bigger. Are you proud of your country now, Michelle? Are you? As we blow up women, children, thousands and thousands of people are dead who wouldn't have been dead if we didn't do this. Crushes me. It just absolutely crushes me. And so who out there bought Sarah Palin's book, Going Rogue? What a great title. She's not going rogue. She's so God blessed mainstream that it's out of control. People who go rogue don't make millions of dollars. She's not rogue. She's just another actor on the American scene. And boy, do we have tons of them. Who out there has any relatives that are going to Asia? You know, our national security. our national security is at risk. Who out there can even find Afghanistan on a map? Who can tell me three of its neighbors? 347-945-6713. Go on, call me up. Tell me three neighbors of Afghanistan. I'm waiting. I'm waiting. I'm not getting any calls. Who can even find Afghanistan on a map? Oh, my guess. I've scared them off. The only one left is 3192. What do you have? Oh, there's 3312. Hey, welcome to the chat room, 3312. Looks like Normie's got listeners tonight. Anyway, but I want somebody on the line. It's 347-945-6713. Yes, sirree. Let's see. I'll just go get a map of Afghanistan. Three of its neighbors. Come on, somebody call me up. Somebody tell me. I'll give you a hint. Pakistan is that one. Afghanistan, unbelievable. Come on, who are its neighbors? Who are its neighbors? How about Turkmenistan? How about Uzbekistan? How about Tajikistan? How about Pakistan? How about Iran? Come on, folks. And when Turkmenistan and Uzbekistan were all part of the Soviet Union, I guess you could say Russia was its border. The Russians went in there. It was the end of the Soviet Union. Maybe now we'll have the end of the Union as we know it. Hey, 3329, welcome. Come on, somebody say something. Should we stay in Afghanistan? I don't think that we should, but I guess we know that. Remember, the neighbors, Iran, Pakistan, Tajikistan, Uzbekistan, and Turkmenistan, all our neighbors of Afghanistan. And the capital of Afghanistan is Kabul. The big cities, Kandahar, Zaranja, Shindan, Herat, Taragadini, Mazar-e Sharif, Kando, Shrikan. I'm sure I'm pronouncing some of those incorrectly. You're all welcome to give me a call and correct my pronunciation. You know, I'm starting to approach 4,000 listeners. That's kind of cool. But 347-945-6713, why should we stay in Afghanistan? Somebody tell me. I don't know the answer. I got five lines open. 347-945-6713. Okay, it doesn't appear that anyone's going to call. Well, you know what I'm going to do? Let me see here if I can't... What did I do with that? Oh, here's that. Let me go see what's happening on the news. I'm going to open my cell phone up here. Okay. Hey, who do you think? You know, somebody just sent me a tweet. I don't know how many Redskin fans we have out there, but does anybody think Jim Zorn's going to be back next year? And if he is, or if he isn't, who do you think might succeed him? So give us a call on that. Hey, do you know what? PETA has had a, this is, you know, I'm a government teacher and I'm teaching the First Amendment. PETA's turkey rights ad has been banned during the Macy's Day Parade. Does anybody out there actually think turkeys have rights? Please give us a call, 347-945-6713. Oh, man, here's a significant question. Can ants count? I haven't the slightest. Hey, a moment of silence. It's always sad when somebody passes away, but Abe Pollin died today. He was 85. Now, I had a lot of problems with Abe Pollin, but a moment of silence because he died. You know, it's sad when any human being dies. But he sure gave it to Prince George's County right up the behind. It's really kind of sad. But anyway. Oh, boy. The Washington Post, by the way, they're closing their last three U.S. bureaus. This internet, it's killing the newspapers. What do you think about that? When's the last time anybody out there actually read a newspaper? Give us a call. Tell us the difference between or what you think getting the news on the internet or getting the news in the newspaper. I've started buying the Sunday paper every week and mostly to go see what I want to go look up online. It's really kind of pathetic. Oh, the GM Saab deal collapsed. What do you think about the American car companies? Are they making a comeback? 347-945-6713. There's a lot of stuff you can talk about, and I'd love to talk about it with you. I don't really understand what's going on in the 23rd District of New York. Can somebody please tell me? Hoffman concedes. Oh, I forget which one he was. Oh, my God. What if you were an actor, a live Twitter feed on the stage? I don't. Abe Pollin's dead. We got that one. You know, I just got a tweet here from Luke Rossert, you know, the XM radio guy, the NBC youth correspondent, son of Timmy Rossert. Luke says everybody owes Mr. Pollin a debt of gratitude. You know what? That's just crap. He came out and, you know, we had the Capitol Center. Did not pay Prince George's County one red cent in amusement taxes. That was the price of building the Capitol Center out here. And then when he found out he can get a better deal from Marion Barry, his buddy down in the district, he just jams it right into PG County's behind and builds the MCI Center, now the Verizon Center, the phone booth, whatever you want to call it. I don't know why anybody would go to a Wizards game. I sure never will. Again, I'm sorry Mr. Pollin's dead, but I sure don't owe him a debt of gratitude. Yeah, Luke, maybe the Wizards can beat the 76ers tonight. That's a pretty big statement, Russer, that without pollen, none of the changes that took place in D.C. would have taken place without him. What do you think of that? Let me see what's going on in the chat room. Well, I got two people listening, but you can always, you know, put something in the chat room and I'll relay it to the audience. And, of course, 347-945-6713 if you want to call. What else is going on here? Oh, my Lord. Russert sure is in love with pollen. Oh, that's about it from the tweets. I'm not seeing too much here. Oh, what do you think about the Terry Stanford impeachment hearings? Somebody give him a call down to Argentina, see if he's there. NPR News. Obama aims to finish the job in Afghanistan. Somebody tell Barack Obama to go read a biography of Lyndon Johnson. Lyndon Johnson would have been on Mount Rushmore by now if it wasn't for that God blessed Vietnam War. And that wasn't his war. He just didn't want to be the president who lost it. You're not losing the war in Afghanistan, Barack. You're abandoning it. There's a terrible difference there. Let's not be stubborn. Let's not get into some kind of pissing contest. Houses, our sales are up. Three, four, seven, nine, four, five, six, seven, one, three. Still got five lines open. I'm not seeing anything here. You know, we do, Miga Brzezinski, I do like her. Oh, my buddy, Teach Paperless. He's thanking everybody for Moodle advice. Anybody out there ever use Moodle? I like Moodle. I can't figure this out. Oh, how about, you know, it looks like somebody kills a Fed, the Kentucky worker's death, and now all of a sudden it's a suicide? That's a very interesting case. Anyway. Oh, I got some missed calls. I wonder who that was. I don't know. I should call that number to find out. But anyway, it doesn't appear we've got too much activity going here this Tuesday before Thanksgiving. I may end things at 9:30 if we don't seem to have material to go for the whole time. I know for one thing, I played some Italian music. Let's have some Irish music. What the heck? well, I ate too much pizza tonight. I'm feeling a little lethargic. I'm really, you know, men are going to die, and nobody cares enough to call me. I want to engage someone. Why are we doing this? Why are we spending all of this money? What's it for? Somebody tell me what the best possible outcome from Afghanistan could be. What could it be? Oh, man. I don't know. 347-945-6713. Is anybody listening? I may have to go to the German music soon. Somehow I also feel like I'm getting sick. And that's not a good thing. Still got 5 lines open. I'm going to go to 9:30 if I don't get a call soon. You know, I was planning to go to 10, but I really am not feeling well. I can feel my temperature going up here, and maybe I should have taken today off. I don't know. Well, I'm having an effect on my Sunday school class. No question about that. 2 parents wrote in about the same class, the same subjects, one practically calling me the devil incarnate and the other calling me the second coming of Christ. It's really a interesting thing to happen. Somebody told me I was a good storyteller today and that I should go on the road and tell these stories. Doesn't appear anybody's calling into the show. I guess I'm going to have to start trying the friend things again next week. Although next week I'll be back in Cat Harpin. It's really warm here. Maybe I am getting sick, a fever. I don't even know, but this room is very warm. I'm going to go open the window. Hold on here a minute. I don't know if I can do this. I'll be right back. Oh, there we go. I'm sorry. I just had to get a little cool air coming into the room. Anyway, I'm into the second half hour here, and somebody answer this question.
Why does no one call? Why can't somebody just give me a ring?
Give me a call.
Is silent like a stone, and I feel all alone. Why does no one call? Why can't somebody just give me a ring? I'm getting the idea, I'm sitting in the clear, 'cause no one wants me near. How strange that everyone I spoke thought I was telling them a joke, 'cause all their phone does in the end is clearly drive them round the bend. But I dare not pass my door for fear that if I do, for sure some person will show sympathy and try to send a call to me. But why does no one
call?
Why can't somebody just give me a ring?
Yeah, why
the stupid telephone is silent like a stone, and I feel all alone. Why does no one call?
I don't know what.
Somebody just give me a ring.
Give me a
ring. I get the idea. I'm sitting in the clear, 'cause no one wants me near. Maybe.
Seems like I got a lot of guests in the chat room. I wonder if I got any Skypers out there. Let me go see. No, I was hoping my buddy Patty would be there, but he's nowhere to be found. Everybody's got more important things to do. Maybe I should have. I don't know. I'll do better advertising next week. But, you know, it's the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. And Norm is going to probably go out. I got 28 minutes left. I got 5 lines open if you want to call and talk Afghanistan. 5 lines open. You want to call and talk healthcare. 5 lines open. You want to call and talk about anything you want. I guess maybe the show's just losing steam. If it's Tuesday, it's Norm at Night. I'm going to have to create events in Facebook again, see what happens. That might be a lot of fun. But not hearing anybody. God, this show has just become a bad habit. No, I'm not going to play Bad Habit. I ate too much pizza. That's what I definitely did. I definitely ate too much pizza. And my pants are too tight. My shirt is too tight. I'm fat. I probably could lose 75 pounds. And, oh, I guess I'd look kind of emaciated, but you never can tell. My brother keeps telling me to lose 75 pounds. Yeah. Don't I wish I could? Don't I wish it was that simple? Oh, he would say, well, it is. I don't know if it is. I just know that right now I got a headache. My throat is sore. And I really don't want to do this for 26 more minutes. I've done my tweets. Do I got something going on in the chat room? Let's take a look. I'm going to... Guest 3329, talk to me. Somebody talk to me. I'm sick of listening to myself. Excuse me. Oh, God. I was so hungry this afternoon. I ate a can of pork and beans. And so now I have this horrendous flatulence issue. In fact, I was coming home today. I had to stop on the side of the road and take a pee. God, I was going home from a bar one night. I had to go and take a poop. Somebody's garbage can. I have bowel problems, I guess. I don't know. Although, I don't seem to be concentrating on real high-level incidents. I don't know. What happens if I do this? How do I tweet this? I forget. No, that's my content. There's my account. Those are my links. If I go to the switchboard, somewhere I know I can tweet this. I don't know. I guess you get live chat if you sign up for the premium, but I don't have the premium. What am I looking for, even? Become a premium host. They're just trying to get my money. I should become no host. None of you seem to call Norm at night anymore. I'm not even getting my buddy Culturezone. Oh, well. Tweet this. There we go. Oh, it makes me sign into Twitter to tweet the show. How many Twitter people do we have out there? There's the update. I'll talk about education. I'll talk about football, baseball, hockey. God, tonight I'll talk about anything. I'll never tell you a lie. I don't know. I'm starting to get a headache. Oh, I might have something going on in the chat window. Hey, that's pretty cool. I kind of like that. No, I'm not going to tell you what I did. I'm still waiting for somebody to call me with some neighbors of Afghanistan. Social networking. What do you think of social networking? I know I'm worse than a butterfly. I flit from topic to topic. But it's a delicacy which I try to approach any single one of these things. No matter how rough you be with somebody, when it comes to that moment of intimacy, it should be very kind and gentle. And to be honest, if there's true feeling, it is. But I don't understand why they do what they do. At the last place I was at, I don't understand anything anymore. Oh, God, I just know I suddenly have a splitting headache. I have no substitute. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I can call another time. I can finish my grades another time. Everything's always another time, another time, another time. Now, I'm sure they make them work more than they ever did. Let's see what's going on in the chat room. Still nothing. 3329 still in the room, but he's or she's not talking to me. Yeah. Somebody just asked me was Nick the G33K. Hey, Nick. Welcome to the Norm at Night show. We're not really talking about anything, just trying to kill some time until we got 20 minutes to go. I think I'm going to end early tonight. Unless somebody's got something they want to say. Nick the Geek, hey! Oh, I'm a geek too. Why do you call yourself Nick the Geek? It's going well, Nick. So why are you Nick the Geek? I'm waiting for an answer. I used to be able to type and talk all at the same time, and I'm not really doing it now. I like to read the WSJ. What is the WSJ, Nick? Oh, the Wall Street Journal. I like newspapers. You know, that's really interesting. We actually have something we can talk about here. How much longer do you think your newspapers are going to be around, Nick? The Washington Post just closed the last three of its United States bureaus. How long are we going to have papers, Nick? Yeah, I figured it was the Wall Street Journal, Nick. Yeah, the Wall Street guys, they just did a great job since 95, haven't they? Hopefully we can survive the mess they made. Hopefully we can survive the mess they made. You don't think the Wall Street Journal is going anywhere? I think all of Wall Street could be going somewhere, Nick. Nick the Geek doesn't think the Wall Street Journal is going anywhere. Why don't people call in and give us the mess? What do you mean the mess? Wall Street caused the mess, Nick. The financial mess. The greed mess. The banking mess. The credit mess. Take your pick, Nick. You can have them all. Any last one of them. Still waiting for my first caller tonight. 347-945-6713. Somehow I'm going to make the next 17 minutes. I'm going to have to play music. I'm feeling weak, but let's see. I started to get something going with Nick here. But the Wall Street Journal didn't cause that mess. No. But without Wall Street, there is no Wall Street Journal. At least I don't think there is. Why would you want to read about something reporting about something that doesn't exist? And hopefully we can get rid of Wall Street, Nick. Hopefully we can get rid of Wall Street. I'm really not feeling well here, folks. I'm feeling faint and hot. I wonder if I'm getting pig flu. Holy cow, you could have heard it right here on the air. I wonder if my temperature's going up. I have so many comments to write. Why would we do what, Nick the Geek? Why would we do what? Get rid of Wall Street. I'll tell you why we should. Anybody out there have any ideas why we should get rid of Wall Street? Maybe the credit crunch, maybe the housing mess, maybe the greed that caused all of these different instruments to be created. Oh, I can think of plenty of reasons to get rid of Wall Street. In fact, I can think of plenty of reasons to get rid of a lot of things. Who knows who's listening? God bless it. I got to stay working until I'm 70. Oh, our pensions, too. The Wall Street did a real good job with those. Yeah, how would you like to have had all your savings in AIG? Well, at least that was better than having it all with Bernie Madoff. But anyway, I don't want to pester and harp on you. I'm just happy you're here, Nick the Geek. Doesn't look like I'm going to get a caller. I'm under 15 minutes, so maybe I can make it right to the end. If it wasn't for Nick, you know, I'm so sick and tired, though, of ranting and raving. It seems like that's, what the heck is going on? I'm all tangled up in my cords here. Yeah, I had to get out of the chair. I'm up here. I got 13 minutes to go. What do you want to talk about for 13 minutes, folks? 347-945-6713. You've got Norm all to yourself tonight. I'm on the air for a whole hour. You know, I need commercials and stuff. Maybe I'll put commercials in the next Norm and night. You know, every 12 minutes, we'll have 3 minutes of commercials. Oh, the work I have to do this Thanksgiving. Some break, huh? I got to write student comments. And, oh, my God, what a drag that is. But it's got to be done, and I understand why it has to be done. And hopefully, tell us about a Thanksgiving from your past. Oh, you know, that's actually a nice idea. You know, when I was a kid, everybody in the neighborhood always wondered how come on Thanksgiving we didn't have turkey. Because my father didn't like turkey. So what we had... Well, actually, we had a turkey, but we also had spaghetti and lasagna. God, that's Thanksgiving in that house on Kermit Avenue in Buffalo, New York. Those were Thanksgivings. I remember that from when I was a kid. You know, the turkey defrosting down in the washtubs for 3 days. It was always a monster. And the lasagna, making the lasagna in the kitchen, and squash. Squash is always such a part of Thanksgiving for me. I love butternut squashes. You know, you just slice it in half, clean the seeds out, put a half a stick of butter in the hole in each half, and just bake them. Oh, do they taste good. In fact, my brother was just telling me how he goes... Well, every year he buys a bushel of squash, and, you know, they just keep making squash. Yeah, those were Thanksgivings from the past, all right. Man, they sure were fun. All right, hold on a second. I'm all tangled up here. I think I got it figured out. Hey, you know, there we go. Ah, this show's turning into, how will the nation create Wi-Fi? How will nationwide Wi-Fi create jobs? Well, because nationwide Wi-Fi will just free people to explore things on the internet, will decentralize everything, and will allow people to begin to just create their own businesses, pure entrepreneurship. It will create a new internet kind of socialism where everybody works for themselves, where if this is truly a knowledge society and a knowledge economy, then by allowing everyone to contribute besides receiving from the internet will create all kinds of commerce and human intercourse. And I don't know what kind of jobs it will create, but I know it will. It is much more in tune with what's happening to the world. Just like the printing press changed the whole nature of the world in its time, the internet is the thing that's going to change the whole nature of this world. If there's... wide access internet for everyone. Oh, you're skeptical, Nick? Tell me why you're skeptical. God, I wish we were having this conversation online. We got 9 minutes left, Nick. Now we're really starting to get down to us. people will see. Part of the problem is that there's this, in my view, there's this giant shift. But how and who's going to fund this? I would much rather fund an internet infrastructure than go back to these old-fashioned infrastructures. The country's going to fund it. That's who's going to fund it. We're all going to pay for it. That is something useful the government can do for us. It's as important as health care. Just watch. Just go to a place. Just go to a place where there's free Wi-Fi, like Panera's, or now they're doing it in Barnes & Noble, or some of the McDonald's have free Wi-Fi. And watch all of the different kinds of intercourse that are taking place in that area. People will create. It will help generate ideas. Ideas generate firms. Firms generate jobs. And jobs make us all better off, especially when we're all working and helping ourselves. You know, what was his name? Licklider, the guy from the beginning days of the internet, the big internet brain. You know what? I guess it's in some sense it really isn't free, but it's sort of like roads. Do you want roads? You still got to pay for them. Do you want school? Do you use the school system still? We all do, so we all have to pay for it. Absolutely. Actually, and it's really important that, well, it's free. It's not free like in free beer, but it is free like in free speech. Free speech. Let's take free speech. The age of newspapers, free speech really didn't apply to everyone. Because everyone couldn't make a newspaper. Yeah, theoretically, you could have started a newspaper. But it takes great, great capital to start a traditional. No, but you do use that school system, Nick the Geek. You absolutely do. That school system benefits you every day. Because it teaches people how to read and write. When people know how to read and write, that puts a whole new degree of sophistication into the society that you live in. It raises the whole level of civilization. Now, should school be mandatory? That's another really interesting thing. And we can talk about that another time, I guess. How what, Nick? God, I wish you were online with me. Anyway, let's table this discussion till next week. We got just a few minutes remaining, and I really enjoyed the last part of this, and I really want to, again, before we go, first I want to thank Nick the Geek for adding a real interesting component to our discussion. But before we go, again, the neighbors of Afghanistan, Pakistan, Tajikistan, Uzbekistan, Turkmenistan, and Iran. Southern Afghanistan is where the big fighting's taking place. Because that's where the so-called Taliban goes across the border. But again, let's make that the topic for next week. And absolutely, should there be a government initiative to create nationwide broadband access for everyone, to truly give everyone the opportunity to have an audience. I like that idea. And even though every once in a while I have a great idea, and again, a big assist here to Nick the Geek, I've enjoyed these 60 minutes. Somehow I never thought we'd get here, but as we all know, I got a lot of bad habits, so the show's going out on a lot of bad habits. And that's the end of the Norm at Night Show.